When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my god, this music is so stressful. I feel like I'm supposed to have an answer or something.
Yeah, dude, you are supposed to have an answer now.
Oh my god, okay. What is the Grolic Saves the World celebrates their 100th episode with a quiz show?
That's right!
They say a bird in hand is worth two in the bush, but that's only if you're hunting birds. If you're out there bird watching, a bird in hand is a bird you've already seen. I say get over to that bush. Find out what those two birds might be about. If it's spring, if it's fall, perhaps they're migrating birds. Perhaps they're birds that are not common in your area, and because you went and searched them out, you found a precious jewel. You can upload it to eBird, become famous in the birding community for a week at a time. So friends, forget that bird in your hand and go after the two in the bush. This is the Grolic Saves the World. My name is Adam Caton Holland.
I'm Ben Roy.
I'm Andrew Orvidal.
Yep. Oh my God. And this is the podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves through challenges and pearls of wisdom up front that may be things you haven't thought about. This is the big one, guys. Episode 100.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. The pearls were so long this time. I forgot.
I needed to take notes. I like that one.
Yeah. That one was long. But yes, it is. Everybody listening, episode 100.
The century mark.
I can't believe it. With the level of infighting and distrust amongst us three, that we've survived to 100 episodes is wild.
The amount of funds that have been misappropriated
by you, siphoned.
Yeah. Well, but I didn't. We weren't pointing fingers. We were just talking about a misappropriation of funds. But yes, yep. I have been siphoning some of the funds off of the top.
It is wild that it took us 90 episodes to come up with the rule, hey, if you're taking money out of the Grolic Fund, let the others know what it's for. It's just wild that it took us 90 to get
Let me
to
ask
point.
You something, though. If I had told you that I was taking money to get parts of my body waxed, would you have let me use that money?
Only if we could have got the audio from it. We needed the audio of you screaming. And I was using it as my own personal Orange Julius fund. I didn't think it would add up like that, and it adds up faster than you'd think.
I'm getting waxed, and you're getting Orange Julius, the lamest of smoothies on the planet.
What are you talking? You clearly have not had one in a long time.
Orange Julius is disgusting.
Orange Julius is fucking great.
We have got to table the Orange Julius conversation. It's tearing us apart. And we have so much to get into in this episode.
Fucking episode.
Now, here's the thing. We've done sort of wrap up year end episodes before, and we always kind of use them as opportunities to look back at past episodes and see what we've learned and if the world's a better place and blah, blah, fucking blah. So we decided, well, by we, I mean producer Ron decided, we're going to sex it up a little bit. And yes. We're going to turn episode 100 into...
We're going to do it naked?
Yes. That's why Ben got waxed.
Quiet reflections while naked? All right.
We're reflecting okay. while naked for viewers.
Okay.
Ooh, one of his hoodies is coming off. He's got three others underneath it.
I'll tell you what, Andrew did not get waxed.
No, it's like watching the dad from The Road strip. Are you ready? Here you go.
We're eating in this camp tonight, guys, one way or another.
The dad from The Road stripping. God.
So what we're going to do is bring out producer Ron. He's been in his producer pod. It's deep, deep in yes and shoals. Let's pull it out and see what Ron has to say.
Okay.
Come on out, Ron.
Listen to the bubbling of the shoals as he comes out in the and I... With some clams and some mussels on top of that. Let's see if we can get
little octopus clinging to it. Oh, it's falling off the side. Yep.
Yep. There he is. Producer
Hello.
Ron.
Oh, the sound. Spot on.
Hi, guys. Depths
hey, Ron. Happy.
Happy episode 100.
Hey, happy episode 100 to you, too. It's episode. Very episode. Episode. EpiPen. I need an EpiPen for this episode. I'm having an allergic reaction to being with you for 4 years.
You're having a minty bee right now, is what
I'm
you're having.
I'm having a minty bee. Having a bit of a minty bee. Yeah. Welcome, fellas. It's really nice to be here. I'm very excited for what we're going to do. I'm going to break it down, and we're going to get straight to Act 2. We're going to do a trivia contest. You are going to have a game show. I'm going to ask you a series of trivia questions that our Patreon supporters have submitted. I've written a few, and each of you have written a few. We're going to go through. We're going to find out how much you three actually remember about the last 4 years and the last 100 episodes.
Well, okay, first of all, can we just fucking pause for a second? Did you, when coming up with these questions and receiving them, basically weed out the ones that involve questions or things that happened when I was looking at my phone? Can we make sure?
No, because then we would have no questions to ask, Ben. We would have no questions to ask.
Producer Ron with the motherfucking dunk.
Yeah.
It's kind of a layup, but yeah, I mean, as a score, either way.
Hey. Good job, Adam.
I wish that's how an NBA announcer star said it. Like, and here he comes with the motherfucking dunk.
Yeah. KCP with the motherfucking dunk.
Well, this is wild. A little pub trivia without the pub, huh? Crazy.
Yes.
I agreed to trivia, but I thought we were going to keep it general. World War II, popular songs and whatnot. I didn't know it would be about this podcast.
Oh, you've been beefing up for no reason.
I've been reading.
Think about this as almost like a Trivial Pursuit game, but the categories are going to be Ben, Andrew, Adam, Riff City, Boy Crazy,
terrible.
And the girl
you can get this one on clearance at your local Target. Trivial Pursuit, yes. Trivial Edition.
It comes in brushed metal. It'll be nice.
I'm very excited, and thanks, Ron, for all the effort. Thanks to our Patreon for questions.
I'm very excited to ask these questions. Folks have submitted some really great questions for you. And I think this is going to be really fun for fans of the podcast. And for new listeners, this is going to be like a quick and easy way to learn about some of the things that these boys have been doing for the last 4 years.
And you, the listener, you could play along too. Maybe you've been listening to all 100 episodes. Play along. We're going to have the answers. You could play Are You Smarter Than Three Dumbasses and see if you can remember our pod better than we can.
We've been conducting our annual survey of all of our listeners, and so many people have listened to every episode of this podcast. Some people even said that they've listened to them multiple times. So I think they will do very well.
Incredible.
So yes, definitely everybody listening at home, play along and see how you do.
Play along.
Good luck. If there's anybody who knows this podcast, it's us.
It's going to make you feel good about yourself and
I don't
bad
know
about,
anything about
your
this podcast.
Comedy pals here.
What podcast?
Where am I?
Whose house is this?
And before we pull anchor, I want to say, because I'm so excited, I can barely keep this in. We have a super exciting announcement that we're going to get to after this trivia contest in Act 3 that you are going to want to hear.
Yes, indeed.
Big announcy coming down the pipe.
Okay, Ben, well, let's get done with Act 1 so we can get onto this game show. Would you like to, for the second to last time in 2024, would you like to give us your signature throw to a comic?
Classic.
Oh, you want the classic? Okay, all right, I guess so. I don't know. Goes a little something like this. Why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy from our live show that happens the last Saturday of every month at the world famous Bug Theater, Asterix. Of course, there is no show in December, but tickets are on sale for the January show. And let's listen to some live stand-up comedy from a good friend of ours from our live Grolix live show at the High Plains Comedy Festival. One of our good friends, Vanessa Gonzalez. You're all going to love her. And when we return, it's trivia time, baby. And we're going to crown the smartest person on this fucking podcast. So you don't want to miss this. Stay tuned.
Even though one of us has a college degree and the other.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure that will come in clutch for this trivia contest.
Yes, what up, y'all? I am working on my confidence. I'm kind of shy. No, I'm in therapy because I'm very confident on stage. Like right now, I know I'm better than all of y'all. But off stage, I can't get it together. I have no power. I'm always like, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. Please sit on me. I have manners. So I got a therapist and she was like, oh, how about to work on your confidence? You post something you like about yourself every day for 100 days. I'm like, I'll just kill myself. Like, I wanted to throw up. Who wants to do that? Firstly, I'm like, 100 days. I don't even have 100 things that I like about myself. I feel like after the first post, which would be the pussy, it's gold. It's gold. I would be all out. I'd be like, I'm out. That's all. I guess I'll just post about my pussy every day for 100 days. And all of my followers would be like, what is happening? I'm like, I like this lip. I like this lip. This is my pussy in a box. This is my pussy with a fox. That's what I would do.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
We are back through the magic of podcasting. It's a minute and a half to 2 minutes later for us. And we are ready to play the game. Producer Ron, take us away.
Sound the game horn.
Cool. I didn't need more to do with this episode, but thank you. Yeah. All right. Speaking of, we're going to set this up right away.
It's a medieval invasion, Ron. It's so
many
horns.
Real quick, though, Ron, also, if at all possible, I'd like to be taking this test from a field of geese. So if you could put a little bit of sound in there.
I think we'll just let the sound of Andrew's dog clacking around on the wood floor. Pretend that's
here
a goose.
Comes.
Pretend that's
here
a goose,
he comes.
There's the pup. All right.
Okay.
Let's get this underway. Here's how we're going to do this. We've got a series of questions in multiple categories. Those categories are Andrew, Adam, Ben, Rift City.
Boring.
I agree. Boy crazy. And then we're going to do a rapid round where all three of you are answering.
Okay, I'll start. I'll take Ben for 800.
Okay, that's not how, no.
Yes, I'd like to answer questions just about
myself. You're not
going to
be answering the questions about yourself. Andrew and Adam are going to be competing for questions about you. Does that make sense? Because you already know the answers. Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay.
Everybody,
fucking
you're going to figure it out very quickly when we get started. I'll be honest. I'm not sure if I'm going to figure it out very quickly because I made this up literally 45 minutes ago. Let's see how it goes. We're going to start this off.
Okay.
Andrew, as usual.
You got this.
Ron, we've been podcasting for 50 minutes.
So we're going to start off with a question. Adam and Ben, you are going to be answering this question. You're competing against each other to answer this question the fastest. And everybody, you need to come up with your own buzzer sound because we don't have the budget and I don't have the time to make buzzer sounds for all of you.
We got
to
make our own buzzer sound with our mouth? Oh, shit.
There's only one buzzer sound befitting of a Ben Roy, so I've got it.
Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
That's your buzzer sound?
Yeah, fuck.
I'm going to go with something so short and fat. I'm going to go with like an ultrasonic rat whine.
Okay. All right.
That's mine.
This is already off to a great start.
Adam, what's yours? What's your buzzer sound?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Begging at the table for crumbs, are we?
You didn't want to use the sound of your beard scraping against the top of another of your scratchy sweaters. You could have used that.
I'd like to use the sound of Ben sobbing in a hoodie.
All right. Well,
this contest is already too personal.
But I'm always, I'm already doing
this
that.
This first question is about Andrew. The question is for Ben and Adam. All right. Question number one. Andrew has lots of jobs and side businesses. One of those businesses is a company that specializes in DNA testing and pants. What is that company called?
Oh, my God.
How many seconds should we give them? 3, 2, 1.
You buzzed in?
No, I buzzed in. What's your answer? That's my buzz in.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, fuck. That's how I buzz in. I buzzed in. It's, I've got cum on my pants. Or something.
Stop. Ben, Jesus.
No, I thought it was
Christ.
Something like that.
No.
It's not.
All right, Ron, tell him the answer.
The answer is Wyoming Gene Co.
Oh,
you guys remember Wyoming Gene Co?
Gene Company. Yeah. It's a deep cut. That was a deep cut.
I forgot. That was
a very
funny
deep
when
cut.
You said
that's
that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it was.
I think they might have thought it was a serious business because I also have a lot of serious side businesses.
But I still hold that, oh, I got cum on my pants is...
No, it's like a negative answer. It makes me want to give you a negative point is what it makes me want to give
you. But you're not. Are you going to? No,
I am keeping the score, so it could be.
All right, okay. Great. So far, the score is zero. For zeros on the board, zeros across the board.
Score
we're
zero,
gonna go next
Adam.
To, this is a
thin ice bin.
Okay.
This is a question. This is a question about Adam directed at Andrew and Ben. Are you ready? Okay. Here we go.
Everything about Adam.
In the You Can Eat My Whole 30 episode, what did Adam reveal that he and Katie were eating as their quarantine sweet treat guilty pleasure?
Oh, fuck. What is it? Ding, 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 ding. Sundays. They were making sundays.
Ta-da! Bravo. You got it. That is correct. Adam and Katie were eating up to 4 sundays a week.
Yes,
it's getting pretty real. It's getting pretty real.
Oof, nut city, right? Okay, all right. Good job, Andrew. Well go. We got points on the board. All right, this next question is, it is about Ben, and it is directed at Andrew and Adam.
I know nothing about Ben.
Question, what is Ben's attachment style? This is from the attachment style episode where you did a test to find out what your attachment
style
is.
Yes, please.
Okay. Adam?
Unhealthy. Unhealthy.
Yeah. Ding, ding. Stalker like.
The correct answer is anxious, but I feel like we need to give points to Adam.
Okay, I'll give him a point.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, back around. Do you want a boy crazy question or a Rip City question next, or
you're the host.
Do you want to go back around to yourself?
I don't like hearing Adam go.
Yes, please.
Yes. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please.
I changed mine to this weird, like, slot machine sound. I don't know. Yeah. I panicked.
All right, let's do a Rift City question. This is going to be to all three of you. Name three locations in Rift City. First person to name three locations.
Yes,
in Rift City. Okay.
Yes, please.
Adam ringed in first. Adam.
Adam. It sounds like the audio for a terrible porno is what it sounds like.
Yes, please. Fuck.
Oh, what are you watching? Crumbs from the table over there?
Yep,
crumbs from the table. A Dickensian orphan visits his stepmom for the first time.
Oh my God. All right, Adam.
Okay,
all right, Adam, three locations in Rift City.
Purgatory Bay.
If you get it wrong, you're already
you got one
done,
wrong.
Right?
You already fucked it up.
Yeah,
I said Purgatory.
That's
Bay.
Not
Segway
it.
Segway Bay.
Let him finish. Bay. Let him name
Ernest's Township and the parapet from which I fire my arrows.
I'll let you two be the judges.
I know
this is Rift City, so technically. All of these places can exist.
Purgatory Bay is not the name, so I would say
Purgatory
no. All right,
Bay.
Ben buzzed in second. Ben, can you name three?
Yes. Okay. There is Segway Bay.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck.
That's right. There is. Honestly, we should count the drawbridge to Rift City as one of the places.
Okay,
that's one of
the drawbridge
locations.
Counts. It's on your chest. You got it tattooed. It definitely exists.
Yep. And then
the Jimmy John's.
And then there is. God. Oh, no.
Ding, ding, ding. I'll buzz in.
Shit.
Adam said them. I mean, Adam listed others.
I don't trust Adam's.
All right, I'll say three.
Okay, let's hear it.
I'll just use the ones that have been said. Segway Bay, the drawbridge, and maybe I'll list where our special guest, Bobcat Goldthwait, lives, Crowdwork Heights. There's three.
Oh, Crowdwork Heights. Well, that's right. He does live there.
Okay. That was a lot of time spent on Rift City. I didn't like that at all. Let's move on to another question about Andrew. All right, so this is a question about Andrew for Adam
and Ben.
Is it
wrong that I don't want to buzz him?
Stop it. Just get ready, okay. You loser. Okay. You're going to lose another challenge today. Okay. You're going to lose another challenge today.
So you three did a vegan for a week challenge this year. What is the name of the chain restaurant where Andrew broke his vegan edge?
There's two possible answers.
And there are two possible answers.
If you name them both, you get 2 points.
All right, Ben, let's hear it. Ben, go ahead.
Arby's is one of them.
That is incorrect. Adam, you want to take a shot? You get a freebie. Just throw out a chain name.
Yes, please.
You don't have to buzz in.
I'm going to make it whiny. I'm going to make it whinier. Wendy's. Wendy's.
That is incorrect. Shit. The correct answer was Denny's and TGI Fridays. He ate both of those.
Oh, so sad.
What an asshole.
So disgusting.
Here's the thing. Oh, yes, he was. He was in Florida, right? You were traveling.
He was in Florida. He was Florida traveling. Okay, all right. This is an Adam question. This is for Andrew and Ben. During the very first episode of this podcast, Adam bragged about opening for a comedian. Who was that comedian?
Oh, fuck.
I don't even remember.
Yeah,
first episode ever of this podcast.
Ding, ding, ding. First episode of the podcast.
I'm just guessing Dana Gould.
That is incorrect.
I mean, that's a favorite. That's a favorite of mine.
I know. That's
why.
That's
what
I was guessing.
I'll give you an additional hint.
Can I guess again?
No. You already had your chance. Ben, you get a chance. I'll give you an extra hint here. I actually celebrated my 40th birthday at this show.
Oh, it was me.
It was not you.
Oh, that's so nice of you. No, just kidding.
Definitely not you.
Well, just give me a second here.
Oh, I didn't have to say definitely, Ron. Jesus Christ.
We've got people listening.
Ron, would you say my performance made your 40th birthday?
I'd like to chime in.
Go ahead, Ben.
It's literally your turn to chime in.
Yep.
It's Eliza Schlesinger.
He's proud to watch her dog. He was so proud to watch.
You know, I feel like we should give half point. Whenever your answer is insulting to the person, I feel like we should give you half a point. But no, that is incorrect. The correct answer was Patton Oswalt.
I was going to say it was Patton.
To answer your question, Adam, yes, it did. You killed that night. It was very cool to see my friend just destroy Paramount Theater. So that was great.
Ron, you're a sweet. You're a sweet, sweet man. Thank you very much. That was a fun one.
All right. let's move on to a question. This is a question about Ben for Andrew and Adam.
Good luck, losers. Mm-hmm.
This one's going to go quick because we've already discussed it today.
Ding, ding, stupid. Did I get it right? All right.
No. During the Dungeons & Dragons episode, what was the name of Ben's character?
Yes, please.
Ding, ding. Yes, please. Ding, ding.
Adam got it. Adam got it.
God damn it.
It was Bing Bong.
Okay.
It's his fucking screen name right now on the... on the chat.
So sorry, loser.
I know. He threw out a piece of trivia right away. I didn't know it was gonna coincide with the questions.
Pathetically,
a little bonus question to both of you. What kind of character was Ben in the D&D?
Bing Bong, please.
Ding ding. He was a cat guy, Tabaxi, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was a cat person. Yep. You're literally the only person that was a throwaway for you. Andrew, you're welcome.
Thank you. I'll take it. I'm currently winning the game.
All right, let's move
you're
on to a boy.
The game.
Let's move on to a boy crazy question. We're going to do a boy. We're going to do a boy crazy question. This is for all three of you.
Okay.
Who is the only hunk that has received a unanimous vote as top hunk on any episode of Boy Crazy?
Shit.
Yes, please.
Adam.
Kurt Kurt Cobain grunge heroes. Kurt Cobain grunge hunks.
Nope. That is incorrect.
No, that was incorrect.
Didn't we all agree he was number
that
one?
That was a highly.
We
well,
off the table
yeah, but we removed him, so maybe Ron's not counting that one.
Okay, so yes. I feel like I get half a point.
I will. I fully confess. This is a question from a Patreon supporter, and I did not fact check this. I think I remember and agree.
We all agreed Kurt Cobain was number one grunge hunk, so we like removed him or something. That was a conversation. Yeah.
Yes, this is where you all three of you brought this hunk to the table. And all three of you voted this hunk as your top pick.
Shit.
It's the only time that's ever happened.
Ding, ding, ding.
Andrew.
I shot my shot.
Maverick from Top Gun.
That is incorrect. Ben, you want to go?
Fuck.
okay, Ben. I think I'm going to say it's Paul Walker from the Fast and the Furious Challenge.
That is also incorrect. Wow. The correct answer... Tony the Tiger.
Damn it. I was going to guess that. I was like, I bet it's Tony the Tiger from the fucking cereal one.
You guys did a breakfast cereal mascots episode. That's Tony the Tiger.
That one was in the back of my head. That's a hot tiger.
Back around to Andrew, can we do a little score check? How are we doing here?
Sure. Currently in the lead with 3 points, me. In second place, Adam with 2. In last place with 0 points, Ben.
It tracks. This all okay. is kind
all right. All right, Ben, this one's for you. And Adam, it's about Andrew.
Okay.
In the Kickstart Your Love Life episode, episode number 3, you created a dating profile for Andrew on what online dating service?
Hi.
Yes, please.
Ben.
It was like called Bark or something. It was about dogs, like people with dogs. No, it was called Leash. Or some shit. Fucking, I don't know. It was about dogs. All right.
Oh, you on Leash?
Yeah.
That's a different one. That's the BDSM one for dog lovers. That wasn't the one.
All right. Adam?
Adam, you want to go?
I can't remember either. I was just going to riff on dog names. Paw prints on your heart. Unleashed.
Should we give Ben a half point for at least knowing the theme of it?
Yes. I knew that too. I knew that too. Then I want a half point as well. This is bullshit.
How about we each
no
get
one
half
gets a
as
half
well.
Point? No.
No, we each get half a point because we knew what it was about.
Andrew, but do you want to say what
yeah,
the name
you
what
stole
it was?
It was
Dig
my locations from Rift
Dig
City.
Dating.
Whatever. But Adam, it doesn't make sense.
No, I'm not doing any half points.
The point is that I chimed in first. That's how barely. A point system. Don't barely me. I heard you. Yes, please. You were quite a bit after me.
I was not, and I also knew it was some sort of dog website.
Yeah, but that's how a quiz game works. We may all know the answer. It's who comes in first.
Not if you get it wrong. Nobody's getting any points. You don't get to say
after the fact afterwards. When I said the fucking answer for you to go, I also knew that I get half the points, you dumb shit.
My full point is you don't get a half point.
All right, Ron, move us along.
I don't know. I kind of like where we're at. This is sort of where I wanted to go. So I don't even think we need the questions anymore. I just need to let you three loose. All right.
It doesn't make any sense. Who would go on Jeopardy and be like, I knew that answer, Alex. Give me half.
Alex, but if you said Jeopardy, you would just get it wrong, as would I. Alex, and we would both lose points, in fact. And he's dead.
All right.
How
move
dare
on.
You?
Fair enough. I'm only agreeing to not take points because Alex Trebek is dead.
Well, I'm
That's
not giving
the
them to you R.I.P. either way.
We just R.I.P. talked about me getting one. Half a point. You
and then
fucking,
I said no. I don't want to give anyone half points. I don't want to add half points.
Yeah, well then don't
I'm lazy.
Offer. Then don't fucking
Maybe
offer.
I should get a point for convincing you to come off of the half point system.
That I'm listening to.
Okay. I have no idea how that shook out math-wise, but I appreciate that you went through the process. All right, this is a question about Adam. It's for Ben and Andrew. In the history of the podcast, by the way, this is a question written by Adam. In the history of the podcast,
I can
name
tell
the most...
it's already long, too long.
Stop. Sorry, I NPR us a little bit. Sorry, I had an air of class.
In the beginning, if you harken back. Okay.
Start at the beginning.
In the history of the podcast, name the most bullshit dodging of a challenge in podcast history.
Oh, ding, ding. I'd like to tink.
Ben got it.
Andrew with the mushrooms, number one, slam dunk with a
no bullet. Fucking way.
Andrew, you get a chance to answer.
Ding ding. It was Ben weaseling out of something, but he's weaseled out of so many things I can't pin down what it was.
Here's Andrew not doing the batting cages because he had a fucking bunion or something.
I had a How fucking injury to my neck from moving. It was Ben weaseling out. Which episode was it?
Oh, fuck. Here's Adam weaseling out of the whole 30 diet just because he doesn't fucking like doing it.
It was Ben.
I did that for 6 of 7 days. That's hard weaseling out.
I just know it was Ben. I can't remember the episode.
Fact check that, please, and let me know if that's accurate. I don't remember him making it 6 days, but...
I did.
No, you did not.
I don't know.
It was Ben, but I don't remember the specifics, but it was Ben.
You're both fucking liars. But anyway, it was Andrew challenge? Opting out of the mushroom challenge.
Last chance.
It was Ben on the TV challenge. I'm just guessing. Ben on the TV challenge.
I mean, that was a good guess.
I mean, there were really so many odd choices.
There are so many. I feel like I should be giving you all points for all of these because they are all correct. Adam's answer was Ben's perineum sunning through a fucking window.
Oh, that was another good one. That was another good one.
That's bullshit. I'm sorry I don't have a
The reason
a
I brought that up, all those other ones
to.
That you guys brought up.
Let me remind you about the perineum challenge. The Andrew perineum challenge. All we saw was imprints in the snow. We didn't see anything. I gave you fucking video.
What are you talking about? You didn't see the I showed you the fucking snow angel I made showing my fucking ass to the sun. What else did you need?
Adam at least had a picture of him on those porch. You could have got a selfie of you.
I had a picture. I showed you the picture.
You showed us an indent of your butt cheeks in the snow.
Yeah, where I was laying down.
That's bullshit. That could have been made by anything. There's no fucking way. I give you fucking video. Yeah,
of you in your room, not doing the challenge.
Just to be clear, you had your underwear on during the video. I was in the room with the video.
Yeah, because you were there, but I aired my asshole out that fucking... I swear to God, fuck you. Fuck you both.
All right, Ben.
Let's move on. You guys need to let this go. You need to let this go. Let's move on to a question about Ben.
If you missed that episode and you're listening, go back and listen to episode one of this year. Are you there, God? It's me, Butthole. And you can judge for yourself who did the perineum sunning and who didn't.
This is a question
for Adam and Andrew, written by Ben. Here's the question. Adam and Andrew, do either of you have any real proof besides your own bullshit self-assessment that Ben did not properly sign his asshole?
Ding, ding. Yeah, yes, you. Please. The fucking video he sent where he's not outside. That's what I have.
No one said I had to go outside. It said it had to be direct sunlight. I removed the fucking screen, and my asshole was being sun directly.
What are you, a fucking succulent houseplant? You gotta be outside. You can't get that indirect sunlight.
That's not indirect. There was direct.
If you're in a house, there's no screen.
The fucking thing is wide open. You guys are so full of shit. You're just mad that I don't have property.
I want to say... It was the first time that the listener learned to be disappointed in the podcast. And you did it to him.
Episode 76, for anybody who wants to listen. You can judge for yourselves and see what you think. Okay. I say no points for that. Ben said the answer is no, they do not.
Okay.
So yeah. Wow. You wrote that whole question on your phone? I'm impressed.
Answer. All right, we're going to go back to Rift City here. I think this one's going to go fast. This is a question to all three of you. What is the population of Rift City?
Yeah, fuck.
Yes, please.
Ben.
It's
No, I was been before.
No, you weren't. 42069. It's always
correct.
Been
ding,
that.
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct.
All right. Ben gets on the board with the dumbest point possible. Okay.
Oh, my God. Why didn't we say that this is just...
I like that in Rift City, if someone new wants to move there, it will upset that population, so they have to evict somebody.
Yeah, it's
or
a
kill someone.
They can also kill someone.
Right. You have to challenge a current resident of Rift City to a strength contest.
Not to mention, if there is an epidemic of some sort, we got to get to breeding.
That's right.
And that's what happens. If we lose some people, we get to fucking to get it back up to 69.
Yep.
And if we go beyond it, those people, they get kicked out. That's just the way it is. So it's
what do you
a
do
very
in the
stasis.
In the gap between where somebody dies and the term of the pregnancy, that 9 months?
We have scabs. We have Rift City population scabs.
There's people. There's a waiting list. They're living in tents outside the city.
Yes, they're temporary.
Can I tell
residents.
You, for those people that get a scab in Rift City for 9 months, it's the best period of their life. They never forget it. As old men and women on their deathbed, they talk about that brief period mm-hmm. that they got to be in Rift City.
They tell their kids about the time they were a scab in Rift City and the
it's
bounties.
So nice. It's
plentiful
so nice. I'm so bored with all of this. All right. Let's
it's like a semester abroad.
All right. We're going to do one more.
Ron doesn't want to say this. Shh, Ron, just 1 second. Now, Ron doesn't want to say this because he wouldn't dare because it is beloved to our listeners, but boy, does he hate Rift City and all of its locales and all of
the
talk
little,
about it.
A little secret for all the listeners at home, about 60% of Rift City winds up on the cutting room floor because it is not listenable to anyone.
We should just do a side podcast where we just live in a fictional city called Rift City.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of Rift
that
rap
I'm down
today.
For. That I'm down for because that sounds like a thing that people would choose to be part of.
The only street gang in Rift City are called Riff Raff.
Why pretty have a gang man. If they've good got stuff. No one to compete against? That doesn't make any sense. All right.
Well, they fucking break off into factions, Ron. Yeah,
it's against,
all the time.
It's against the established authority systems. They're an original style street
You don't
gang.
Know about a riff refraction. That happens constantly in Rift City.
And riff this rap. Is an hour-long podcast.
Not at this rate, it isn't.
Ron, right. Ron next all question. Right.
We're gonna go through.
Hold
we're
on.
Go
when they
through.
Break into fractions, it is, when they break into when they break into factions, it is called rifts. They have rifts.
Oh, riff rifts.
That's all I had to say. There's rifts.
There's a serious riff rift happening in Rift City.
There are rifts.
The riff occasionally, rift.
Riff okay. raft rift.
Occasionally, there's a rift.
When riff raft.
That's all I'm saying.
Has a full refraction. It's called a riff raft.
A rift.
This
riff
is going rift. Great, listeners at home. I'm so sorry. I came up with this idea. I'm doing my best here with what they're giving me. Okay, we're gonna go through one more question for each of you. We have more questions than we could possibly get to in this episode. We're gonna save some questions for Act Force for our Patreon listeners so they can hear the rest of these. All right, this question is about Andrew, and it is targeted at Adam and Ben. Adam and Ben, Andrew is the scout for a fictional minor league baseball team. What is that team's name?
Oh, shit. That wasn't that long ago. Hold on a second.
No, this was very recent, you dumb shits.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I was so busy beating the shit out of Ben, I didn't really pay attention to others.
This is from our baseball episode. Yes, if you didn't listen to this one, Ben challenged Adam to a baseball skills competition, and I was the scout for
a fictional baseball.
I can't even remember, and
team.
I made it up.
It was really good. It was an
great
excellent
name,
one.
Yeah.
This is so fun for the listener to just listen to you guys not.
Well, you're going
to
put in like a funny like Jeopardy music jingle. So it'll
am
be.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am
so it'll be listened.
I feel
so
like they should
listenable.
Have to sit in the silence like I am.
I don't know. I can't remember.
The cold silence of.
All right, 0 points for everyone. The correct answer is the West Calhoun Ribeye.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's so
it was
good.
Too
it was
realistic.
So good.
It's yeah. too realistic.
I remember it being a really good name. Like, it could be a minor league.
You saw that on a list of minor league teams, you'd be like, and that's another one.
That's not any strange. More strange than the
isotopes. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Yeah, or the Sioux Falls Fighting Pheasants.
Yeah.
But yeah, Modesto Nuts, that's another good one too.
The Modesto Nuts. All right.
Richmond Flying Squirrels, pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
Andrew,
great.
Can we do a score check real quick?
Great ballpark,
I've got
too.
A couple questions here for in the Adam category that are directed at you guys.
I have three. Adam has two. Ben has one.
Okay, wow. That's good.
Okay, to try and see if we can level the playing field here, we're going to go on to an Adam question. These are questions. This is also another question written by Adam.
Okay.
And it's going to be, you're going to each get your own chance. You don't have to buzz in for this one. You're each going to be given a question, and you get a chance to do it on your own. So,
but I mean, that's not going to even the playing field because I'm in the lead. It would only
so I can
maybe
I can
you should
put
do double points
buzzer.
For the all the free for all round. How about that,
Andrew? Trust the process.
Okay, all right. I'm just
you'll
saying.
You'll learn soon enough why I think we're going to be fine.
I can put my
this
buzzer
is,
down.
This is a question related to the Spanish challenge that you all did. El Gralic Salva la Idioma. Ben, please say the phrase, my name is Ben, and I would like to be your friend.
In Spanish?
No.
In Spanish.
Oh, shit.
En español, por favor.
Oh, shit.
Hola, mi nombre es Ben. Anything else that comes out of my mouth will be problematic, so I would like to stay.
You're going to stop right there?
I'm so proud of you for taking the high, high road.
Mi nombre es Ben... something amigo. That's the only thing I know. Yeah.
Adam, I think that deserves half a point, right?
I'll give half a point to that. I think we're half off the point. Half a point system. So zero.
Yeah. So we're rounding down. Unfortunately, with the half points, we are rounding down.
The way you delivered that is, yes, I'd agree, but unfortunately, we are off of the half point system. So zero. All right.
So what's the correct answer, producer? Yes. Ron? For
no,
the listener
Ron,
at home.
Ron or Adam. Adam, give it to us.
I can't. What
is the phrase again? My name is
Ben. I would like to be your friend.
Me llamo Ben y quiero ser su amigo.
I would say quisiero, pero both are correct. Yeah.
It's funny. I didn't ask you what you would say, Ron.
Well, you didn't say my name is Ben and I want to be your friend. You said I would like, which is the subjunctive.
It's funny.
Mood.
I don't recall asking for a concert.
He's not even making eye contact. He's looking at
Andrew, here's for you. I know we can't look at each other when we're doing it. Andrew, here's yours. Please say the phrase in Spanish. My name is Andrew, and Ben, I don't want to be your friend because of your sexual whining.
What the fuck? What?
I think this is completely fair.
Oh, no, I can't. And like Ben said, to even try would probably not yield great results.
You don't even want to take a crack at my name is Andrew?
Me llamo Andrew.
Okay. Great.
I'm trying to think of how to say sexual whining, and I do not know.
All right. We will not be doing any live shows,
Adam,
in Mexico.
Can you do
anytime
it? Can you
soon
tell us what the answer is to that?
Well, Ron wants me to say, mi nombre es Andrew y Ben no quiero ser su amigo a causa de sus quejidos sexuales.
I think we need to give Adam another point for doing that.
For speaking the language
question.
He's fluent in? Okay, let me score him up here. All right. It's tied for first.
Lost a lot.
All right. Moving on. We're going to do the final Ben question, then we're going to go on to a speed round with all of you.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Got it. Is this the same format where we don't have to buzz in?
We're back to buzzing in. This is a question about Ben for Andrew and Adam. In the Eulogies for the Living episode, where Ben wrote a eulogy about you two.
Great episode.
How did Adam and Andrew both die?
Oh shit.
Come on, man.
Ding, ding.
Go ahead.
Car accident? I'm just guessing.
Come on, dude. No. Fuck off.
What? I'm just guessing.
Yes, please. Yeah,
It so much.
So precocious, right from the
murdered by disgruntled fans.
No,
nope,
that is incorrect.
You both,
Ben, you want to tell him?
You both died in a hot air balloon incident.
Oh shit!
Come on,
that was a deep cut. That was a deep cut.
That was a live. That was a live episode that we did at the Bug Theater. You all read eulogies for one another,
and I think it was the first of this year. Actually, it was the very first episode we did this year.
Well, funny you should say that. That was the last episode of 2 years ago, but good try.
Time is a flat circle, Ron.
I wasn't even
close. Nailed it.
The edibles are working out great, Benny boy. The edibles are working out great.
Well, you were around and you were around the New Year's holiday, Ben, note, so congrats.
Interesting side note, that was October's episode.
That was our most recent episode.
So we have no idea when this shit has happened.
All right, we're going to do one more boy crazy question, and then we're going to go on to a speed round.
Great.
All right, you ready for this?
Fuck ready.
Okay, final boy crazy question. What episode of Boy Crazy did we record outside?
Yeah.
Ben.
Oh, God. It was at the number 38. Am I correct on that?
No.
No.
No. That was our real podcast. We did it in
freezing
cold weather.
I should say outside in a park. We recorded this during the
Ben
pandemic.
He lost it.
I lost it.
I remember recording in Cheeseman, but I don't remember the subject of the boy crazy.
No, it was in City Park.
Yes, please.
Yes, Adam.
I'm going to guess new Kids on the Block.
Ding, 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 ding. That is correct.
Oh, Adam pulls into the lead.
Wow. Okay, there
well
we go.
Done. All well right. done.
So let's get a quick review on the
Adam with
here.
4, Andrew with 3, Ben with 1. If you don't know what Boy Crazy is, it's our pod within a pod for Patreon supporters.
Yeah, that would have been funny if one of us had got the question, what is Boy Crazy? And
the hunk worthiness no of pop culture figures.
If you haven't listened to Boy Crazy and you're looking for a reason to join Patreon, it's fucking insane. Yeah. It's a whole different podcast apart from this podcast.
It's very funny. Okay, speed round.
All right, so now we're going to move on to a speed round. I'm hoping this will be a speed round. We'll see how it goes. These questions are meant to be answered quickly. These are questions open to absolutely everyone. Any of you can buzz in. Any of you can answer. Some of the questions, you will each have a unique answer. It'll be an answer specific to you. So we're going to start off. We're going to see how quick this goes. First up, question, what was the earnestness horn originally called?
Whoa.
Is that from a band?
That is from a fan.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Ben, don't nobody,
you can down. You can just,
no, I'm not. No, I. I where
anybody,
would I find
anybody,
that?
You
I
can
know.
Just say, I have no idea.
I don't
I
know.
I have no idea. I don't know. I didn't even know it was a.
The earnestness horn was originally called the sincerity horn.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
We were
long
so
before,
tender
long before
back
we
then.
Ever established the rules of the earnestness horn, which we had to create because you guys could not stop. You were trying to be serious about something and you kept cracking jokes.
That makes a lot of sense because unincorporated Sincerity County was brought into Earnestness
That's right.
Township.
That's right. They were annexed.
So it was folded
they
in
were annexed.
And that would make a lot of sense.
And now it's illegal to even say the word sincerity. So that makes sense.
Well, the residents of Sincerity Peninsula are isolated now. I mean, they get in and out of it
fuck
off
them.
Of fairies.
All right, moving right along. This is not supposed to be problem. A speed round, and you are doing a great job.
Don't bring up Rift City if you want a speed round.
I know, I'm
because
sorry.
God damn.
Do not
okay,
bring
next
up the
question.
People
it's right there in the name.
Peninsula.
Sorry, we take our time in Rift City and enjoy life at our own pace.
That's in the brochure. That's in the brochure.
You all swam with Olympic swimmers. You did an episode where you competed against one another swimming, and you each had a coach. What was the name of your coach?
Yes, please. Sebastian from South Africa.
There you go. Okay, yep, that is correct. Adam got it. Adam got that point.
My coach's name was Tommy.
Great. Yep. Ben, you want to take a swing just for posterity?
And Ben,
can, all
man
three
of
you
people,
can get points.
Gladhander, Charmer.
All three
what
of
was
you
your
can get
coach's
points
name?
If you remember.
I think Ben's frozen.
All right. Ben's
mentally.
Frozen.
He hasn't frozen.
All right, moving
you
right along.
Piece of
what's
shit.
Ben's, what was Ben's coach's name?
Blake
Worsley.
Worsley.
That's right.
Yep. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Next question. What short-lived character is known for chiming in with positive things to say to cheer you up and get you ready for hibernation?
Ding, ding.
Andrew.
The Good Time Grizzly. Fuck, what was his... first name though.
Yes. Keep going.
Fuck.
What are we doing on this podcast?
Gary. Gary the Good Time Grizzly.
Hey, all right. That's points for
boom.
Andrew. Grizzly Gary
wow.
the Good Time Bear.
Woo!
Wow.
That's nutty.
That was from an episode called Lipstick on the Memory Pig. Bonus question for all three
right.
of you. What was the challenge from Lipstick on the Memory Pig?
Yes, please.
Yeah, Adam.
It was taking a negative memory and or no, it was trying to remember something good from your childhood. Like instead
yes.
of pulling something bad out of your childhood, try to remember a good thing from your childhood and celebrate it.
Ding, ding. That is correct. All right. Good job. All right. Moving on next.
This is fun. It's cool to like learn about this podcast.
I like it.
You should listen to it, Ben. I think you'd like
you
it.
Check
you should
it out
listen
sometime.
To it. It's pretty good.
I think you'd like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And it'll be so new to you.
I don't all know right. any of this shit. How the fuck you all
it's cool. We are going to put you in a memory assisted home.
We did a live episode. The title of the episode was called Meat Puppets, where all three of you were tasting game
yes.
meats. I prepared dishes for you
at Taka.
I'm going to just give you the point, Ben, because you answered the question before you answered before I even asked. I was going to ask, where was the Meat Puppets episode taped?
Fuck. I'll answer. That's at the art campus at Willits, or as it is known locally in Basalt, it's Takah.
Takah! Oh, that is correct. All right, point for Ben. Hey, Ben remembered one. That's pretty cool. All right. Next question up. Who had the best weed reference in the Sax That Dagger episode?
Ding, ding. Oh, fuck.
It was Andrew.
It was Adam with Sax That Dagger. That's why we used it as the title for the episode.
We had Patreon vote, and they chose a different one.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Ben.
Fuck.
You want to give it a shot?
It is.
This is, again, from the episode where you guys, you all three smoked weed and then came back, and I gave you creativity tests.
Getting Chuggy Housered.
Nope, nope. Very close. That was a good one, though.
Yes, please. Yes, yeah, please.
Adam.
It was me. I had the best one.
That is incorrect. No, it was me with Huff the Ghost of John Denver.
Oh,
that's right. But that was a wrong answer.
They but Patreon was wrong about
Sax
that.
Sax That Dagger is so much fucking funnier than all of that.
Sax That Dagger.
It is.
All right, let's just do, we're coming up on the end of this here. How are we doing on scores? Let's
all right, score check. I believe Adam is in the lead with 6 points. Andrew hot on his heels with 5. And Ben... in third with 2.
But listen, if we were still doing the half point scoring system, I would be at 2.5.
You'd have 3.
You'd have 3. Okay. You'd have 3. Okay. Let's
okay.
Okay. Next up, this is a Patreon supporter question. What is the name of your very first and longest supporter on Patreon?
Oh shit.
Oh fuck.
Ben.
Laura Ochoa.
Great guess. Laura rules. She's been a supporter of you guys for a very long time. That is incorrect.
Damn it. Okay.
Anybody else? You want to take another swing? Totally okay if you don't
ding,
know
ding.
It.
I
have no idea.
Andrew.
Johnny H., Adam's dad.
That is incorrect.
That was
Johnny
a good
H.
guess,
does
though.
Support us on Patreon.
It was a good guess.
He created his own separate tier. He pays a separate dollar amount than everyone else, and he wants no prizes. It's very weird. But he,
sounds like Johnny
he
H.
came in later. He came in later. Cool. Any other guests? Adam, you want to take a swing?
No.
Yeah, it's me. It's me, you dumb fuckers. It's me. I was the very first person to ever support on Patreon.
That's a trick question.
I still
question.
Do. For some reason, I don't fully understand
that's so
why.
Weird because you split the profit with us.
Yeah.
No, I actually get $9 less. I'm only at the Andrew level, though. I didn't want Ben's weird intro. I didn't want a special welcome message.
You're at the Andrew level. That's great.
I'm only at the Andrew level. I didn't want Ben's level.
Amazing.
I don't want a birthday shout out either. All right.
Hey, Ron, thanks for being our original Patreon.
Yeah. Hey, you're very welcome. I was just, it's mostly because I was feeling weird about the big fat goose egg at the very beginning and I had to do something. So,
well, yeah, I feel, man. Why don't you upgrade? Wow. And I really think that our like familiarity with each other and our closeness, it will help you. I will not send you anything as bad as you think it will be because we know each other so well. Why don't you go ahead? Why don't you upgrade?
You winked at me just
he
now, Ben,
and
that makes me absolutely certain I'm not interested.
That's he's going to show you his perineum.
I did not blink. I just think it's going to be something nice.
Okay, this is going to be a multiple choice question. This will be our final group question.
Okay.
In January of 2022, so almost 2 years ago, we did an episode where we created the text commandments because we were texting each other way too much.
Yes.
In that episode, we made rules for texting each other. Name one of those commandments.
Fuck.
Ding, ding.
Oh. Ben.
Keep it all in one thread. Quit multiple bubbling us, Andrew, you
ding.
Fucking
that's
piece
a point.
Of shit. That's it. I got a point.
Okay.
Mark me down.
Ding, ding. Little, what are you doing?
Keep it within business hours, like not no text before 9
a.m. Yeah, but the game is over. I already fucking... See, this is what I'm
he
talking
about. He said name
about.
One of them. There was other
what
answers.
What quiz show? What fucking quiz
there's
show?
There's other answers.
Yeah, there's other answers sometimes. It's the first to answer, you fuckwad.
Yes,
like,
please.
No one plays
yes, please.
Like that.
I'm going to give you guys
yes,
I'm going to give you guys a multiple choice
question. No.
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, they can get one, but I don't get one?
Andrew, your answer is correct. Yeah, there was no texting before 9 a.m. Yep.
Well, are you accepting other answers? Answers or not?
I don't know. You guys decide. I don't.
It's your show, Ron. You're the boss of the show.
I don't care in it. No, I'm really not. People
you're Pat
think that.
Sajak.
People think that, and it's really not true. I'm just barely here, holding on. I'm like you walking your dogs. I'm holding on for dear life, hoping we don't get dragged in the mud.
Sick. Well, right. Andrew, you either let me get a point or a crack, or you don't give yourself a point. That's how it works, dudes.
All right, let's give Adam a crack, because if Adam blows this, I tie him. So okay,
I could I could blow it because I don't really have a good one, but I don't want to lose.
All right.
You have to respond to the pertinent thing and not take it off in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. No tangents. That is correct. That is correct. Right. Tangents. That is correct answer.
All right. Okay.
Jesus, fuck. Here's the fucking problem. Every time I make some sort of progression forward towards you guys decide to award yourself points. First, you didn't even fucking...
Almost as if it's a metaphor for our friendship.
Yeah, in your careers. All right. I'm going to do, just because that's bullshit. Fun, I'm going to do one little bonus one. This is from me. This is a question from
Hold
me.
Hold on, I got to take this as a potential spam call. I'll be right back.
That episode was almost 2 years ago. Since then, how many texts have we sent to each other? Is it more than 5,000?
I don't want to know.
More than 10,000 or more than 15,000?
Ding, ding. More than 5,000.
That is correct. All of these are correct because, yeah, the actual answer is 21,378 texts in the last 2 years, boys.
How do you know that?
I found an app that would count the texts, and I figured it out. 21,378 texts.
Can you break down who sent the most?
I might be responsible for 20,000 of those.
That's what I was going to say. And it was Andrew in all one topic. 20,000 of them were Andrew at one topic.
Can I say, my texts are like jazz,
I also
baby.
Discovered I've got about 4,000 to 5,000 texts separately with each of you individually as well over the last 3 years. More than my kids, my wife, my brother.
Well, you live in the same house.
Never heard of them. Yeah.
If you'd agree to move in with us like you have with your family, we wouldn't text you
also,
as much.
If your family put out a dope podcast, what they fucking don't. You know, that's the other part.
All right, I'm tied with Adam.
All right.
Fuck.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to end this with a couple earnestness questions. You're each going to get a chance. This is for however many points you want. We can do. Let's make it for lots of points.
Do we have to sound the earnestness horn?
Actually, you guys can score yourselves. We're going to sound the earnestness horn, and I'm going to ask you each this question.
Okay.
Let's just do the same order. Andrew.
Okay.
First.
Andrew goes first.
Hey, Vern.
Andrew, earnestness horn has been sounded. What challenge has changed you the most? You're already laughing. 0 points for Andrew.
What? I can laugh. Yeah, I'm not. Their earnestness horn is about not making fun of people. You can laugh.
There's a strict no wheeze laughing order when the earnestness
there's
horn
not.
Is.
That's true. That is not. Is and true. I've never heard that. You're making something up on the spot. The person
it's on
who
the side I agree. Andrew can laugh.
The person who's protected earnestly. Under the
he's
earnestness laughed. Horn can laugh.
That's true. You are protected.
Nervously. He laughed nervously, and he's on the nervousness barge, which does
I'm being
have
sniped
a
while under the earnestness horn by Ben.
You
who's
are
making
not.
Up
you
rules. Are... I have an answer, and it made me laugh because it is the true earnest answer. But as you will soon find out, it will make you laugh. The challenge that has changed me the most is the how you dumpin' challenge and the squatty potty. I have used the squatty potty ever since that challenge, and it works great, and I moved it with me. I think when people come over and they don't know what it is, they think it's some kind of like old person assistance device to like get up to the toilet or something. It looks terrible. Sure. It's a terrible thing to have in your bathroom. I've moved it with me, and I've used it reliably since. There have been other challenges that have certainly affected me in maybe a shorter term, but as far as like day-to-day core body functions level, it's got to be how you dumpin' and the squatty potty.
That's a good answer.
So
good
that
answer.
Was a, that was an episode we did with Ian Carmel where
that's
we
right.
mailed him a squatty potty and you all tried it out. Great episode.
Yep.
Okay, Adam, you're
I was just laughing at how fast it came to mind. It was like, oh, it's the shitting.
It
it's
yeah.
the shitting
challenge. You immediately knew. All right, Adam, same question to you. What challenge has changed you the most?
Hey, Vern.
God. Oh, you know, the beautify your neighborhoods challenge, we started doing a bird of the week in that challenge. Remember, and we're still fucking doing it. And it's people look forward to it. Like, people will be like, oh, the new bird's dropping. So, like, I don't know. We're still, every week we hang up and laminate a new bird and put it out on the tree. And so that's the one that has stayed with me the most.
Nice.
Beautify your neighborhood.
We actually had a Patreon supporter wanting an update on that challenge. how things went. So that's
well, we'll give you Adam's like address, and you can walk and by.
Here's a fun little thing. We do all these facts, and then I hide one fake fact. I have like a fake joke about the birds that I write every week, and people are looking for the joke. So it's kind of a fun little thing.
Hey, that's cool. Okay. All right. Ben.
Hey, Vern.
What challenge, earnestness horn has been sounded. What challenges changed you the most?
It's hard because I would definitely probably go along with Andrew. I still use the squatty potty. I still have one.
Mm-hmm.
We're squat brothers.
And then I also.
That's what we call ourselves in the Reddit sub-champ.
I'm trying to not laugh because the earnest horn has been sounded, cool. But that's really funny.
I think that's cool.
And then I probably have two answers. One, earnest. I think the writing a letter to our younger selves was one that I thought not necessarily for myself, but one that when I listened to what my two very close friends wrote that they would write to themselves, I thought, it gave me a lot of insight. And then the other one that I took a lot from was the living eulogies. I thought those were very beautiful. And I think more people should do that on a regular. That's one that's just kind of stuck with me. And I think they were very profound. And so those are the ones that I would say changed me, like impacted me the most. Negative sounding the earnestness horn and going back to sarcasm. I want to rescind it. I think the one that made me realize that these two people don't care anything about me was the perineum challenge.
Oh, my God.
Because the fact that they can't let go.
I can't believe a year has gone by and you haven't been able to process this.
You both came at me today.
Oh, since the earnestness horn has been rescinded, I'd like to say I think the challenge that stayed with Ben the most was taking a break from social media. I think he really learned
episode
from
one.
That.
Ben just threw his phone across the room.
A better person.
I don't even have my phone in my fucking hand right now. Social media. Adam, so
we had you set
not,
it to the side before really we started recording, and it keeps creeping back into your lap.
To witness your growth, Ben
well,
Roy.
You know,
has
I'll tell you what. If you
be
had been
person.
Outside of my window, you could have seen my growth clearly on the perineum challenge because it was unobstructed by windows or screens.
I wasn't outside.
Yeah, I couldn't
window.
See in your
I
window
because
I was down I was on the ground
outside
getting the sun
you
on my
were not,
butthole.
I guarantee you. I guarantee fucking to you that Andrew did not get naked in his backyard. And
I didn't
and
get naked. I pulled my pants down. What? I didn't get naked. It was all snowy
you
out.
Were fucking,
I didn't
yeah,
get naked.
Did
I pulled
pull
my
your
pants
down.
Down
sun, your
we
asshole.
Have got to wind down. It has been episode 100.
It's
what
bullshit.
A joy.
It's all
it
bullshit. Everybody listening, this podcast is
I consider you guys my brothers. I've never been closer to anyone. And Ron, I consider you my father more than my actual father. So
we've got to announce the results.
Well, look.
Yeah. Okay.
This is crazy. And I regret doing it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I docked myself a point for making a joke when the earnestness heart was sounding. I called the squat brothers. I just riffed. I couldn't help it. And I took a little.
That's generous of you, Andrew.
You're so honest.
Yeah, like I said, I regret doing it because it means that I have lost the game and I have second.
All problems place. Aside, and the fact that your bullshit counting and your constant meandering of rules and changing of goalposts.
Meandering of his rules. That's not the word he wanted. He could do it again.
Your moving of the goalposts. Your constant this constant zig and zagging of what we do. All that aside, one thing I will say about my brothers in Riff is we respect the earnestness horn.
You have
and
to.
And I do. You have to.
So
we do.
You know what? I feel like I need to do a little bit of scoring, take into consideration some things that happened with the earnestness horn. I think Ben was by far the most earnest. His answer was the most earnest. It did feel like a thing that really moved. It was very moving the way he spoke.
Oh, the way I used that squatty potty is so moving. It moves me like you would not believe.
However, Ben then rescinded the earnestness horn.
You are allowed.
I need
that
to take all that
true.
Into consideration.
Here's
so here's what
happening.
I'm going to say.
No, just shut up for a second, Ron. Listen, no. It's the
best. Let Ron, not Ron. It's been too long.
Ben, Benjamin.
I'm not. I don't apologize.
We're going to stop right now. I'm going to take some time to tally this up. We're going to let you know who won this in Act 3. And we've got another huge announcement that we're going to be making in Act 3. So one last...
For listeners, I used the pettiness catwalk to get across while the Rift Bridge was up, which you're allowed to do if you rescind it.
Heading this catwalk. It's dangerous up there. It's so rickety and rusty. Yeah. You got to be careful.
Yeah. And it's to keep people, you know,
that's
from
mostly
overusing
net.
It,
it's
but I use
net,
the pettiness catwalk.
It's frayed net.
Across
you have
the
Ben's in the Ben's way behind on points, right?
Oh, he's very, very far.
Great. Ben, I'm going to give you one final. This is going to be a challenge of a question.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to ask you to throw it to a new comic, throw it to the comedian at the end of Act Two here. But the challenge is you cannot use any of your well-worn...
oh, shit.
any of okay. your cliches, any of your tropes, you can't use any of them in this signpost. You got to throw it to a comic without doing any of your usual
So fresh
stuff.
And
you
original.
Do it original. Up to 3 points to do this.
Gugunga! Shit! Comedy time! That's what you've all been waiting for. Comics, comics, comics. Today, we are going to take some time out from just riffing and goofing. From just riffing and goofing. And let us slam wham jam down on some fine, fine wordplay from a dude who has been changing the game for years. For years he's been changing the game, and he's got his 20th anniversary of comedy coming up. It's Ben Roy. And I want to say, clip this. Clip it out. And let it set into your heart. And then after that, I tell you what, get yourself some tickets to the Grolix. We always love to massage a little link action right there down below in the notes of the show. And then when all of this is done, when the magic is completed, when it's all over with...
I've never seen someone's mind hit the guardrail so hard in my life.
This is good stuff.
And when that comedy shine is dulled and you're ready, call Daddy up. See if he'll let you ride on his back to the third act where everybody is waiting for you with more show and all kinds of cool shit. Third actors, it's time to party. So stay tuned.
Okay.
I did it, right?
All right. Can I get points to Ben. We'll be right back.
I have an idea for a game show that's just called It's Asbestos! Oh, come on. That sounds fucking awesome. Imagine a TV show. It's a game show, and whenever the contestants get it wrong, the host goes, "That's not cake. It's asbestos!" All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us on It's Asbestos, the game show where our contestants have to guess whether or not that's a cake made of the finest ingredients on the planet or 2.5 pounds of pure, unabated asbestos. Now... Kyle from Branson Hills here. Kyle has wagered all of his cake bucks that what he's looking at over there is not a stool, right? He's wagering that that is a Tres Leches cake and not 2.5 pounds of questionable insulation from an inner city high school. Now, Kyle, I want you to get your spoon out and cut into that and get ready to take a bite of that, Kyle. Kyle, the audience is watching. Go ahead, Kyle. Kyle's wagered that it's cake. He's taking a bite. Oh, bummer, Kyle. Beehive in the mouth. Because that's not cake. It's asbestos. Mesothelioma. My God, are we having fun tonight?
Third actors, hello, nice to see you. We have had a really, really kind of crazy episode, and I know you don't give a shit. You just want the plugs, you just want the announcements, but we do have some business to do in the third act, which is who won this challenge. It was a quiz show about the Who Knows This Podcast the Best. Andrew, you were keeping score. Who won this podcast? Who won this episode? Who won the quiz show?
Well, I'd like to, before he says so, I'd like to preeminently take my... my trophy as the winner and my place atop the podium because I performed as everyone would expect.
You prematurely quiz-jaculated, Ben. Get sit
you
down.
Mean prematurely,
down.
And I cannot keep correcting your prematurely, word choice.
I prematurely quiz-jaculated.
Adam, okay. Adam, you won. I got second and Ben got third.
Bullshit!
And for those of you listening at home, let us know how you did. Let us know. Maybe you aced it.
I wanted my half points. If we were still playing a half point must scoring system, I would have.
We're putting the sash on Adam.
God bless America.
Why is he doing that? Anyway.
Land that I love. Stand beside her. And guide her. Sorry, I just...
Adam definitely has the most titles among the Grawlocks. He's the Eco King. Okay. What was the other title he got?
I've won
damn
it. Swimming. I'm the fastest swimmer. I'm the best baseball player. I have the nicest dick and the handsomest face.
Oh, you missed the best dick,
well,
best face competition.
Those
that.
Were those are challenges we did on Patreon. If you're not a Patreon member, you gotta sign up for the handsome for
the best
dick,
dick
challenge.
Pageant is so off-putting.
We gotta thank some people about this challenge, right? Who do we gotta thank?
Let's thank our listeners for propelling us to 100 fucking episodes. How about that?
Absolutely.
4 years has been amazing. And watching this podcast grow, we love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting us. You are the best.
You know what? I know we thank him later in the credits, but I'm going to thank producer Ron for making those 100 episodes.
Oh, they sound magic. And this,
all the sound effects.
And this quiz. Thanks, Ron, for putting this all together. This was a fun episode.
Yes, it was great. Of course, yeah, you can't fun. Hear him. He's thanking, but he's in the Grawlocks bank vault right now.
Okay, we had the shield up.
Andrew, do you want to hit us with it a little bit?
Oh, come yeah, on. Okay.
Plugs, 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 plugs,
oh,
plugs,
that's
plugs,
got nothing
plugs,
behind
plugs,
it.
Plugs, it's plugs, soft. Plugs. It's Christmassy.
That sucks.
Here come the like plugs. It? So many plugs. All of the plugs. Get these fucking plugs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Plugs, plugs. I tried to do it last time and I went too high. Plugs, 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 plugs.
How about
plugs,
this?
Plugs, plugs on your knees.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
Plugs on your knees doesn't sound like what anyone's going for.
Yeah, Andrew, do you got
Andrew,
plugs?
Andrew, you're up first.
Guys, do you have any plugs on your knees?
Andrew, plugs. Come on.
I've got a plug. December 22nd, I'm going to be on Adam, Kate, and Holland and Friends. I guess I'm one of the select few. We're going to be down at the Ubi Sabubi Room. It's like probably the coolest hidden venue in Denver. It's under the Thin Man Bar. You can get tickets. I believe if you check out Mountain of Sound on Instagram, that's how you can get tickets if any are available. It is a small room, so it's going to sell out super fast. So check that out. How about you, Ben? What do you got? What do you got?
Well, December 28th is officially my 20th year in stand-up comedy. Technically, it's December 30th, but December 28th is the day I will be celebrating my 20th year doing stand-up comedy with a show at Comedy Works downtown. I would love for you all to join me to celebrate. Nothing spectacular. I just want to tell some jokes with y'all. And so you can get your tickets now at comedyworks.com or below in the show notes. And Adam, I know you have something big to plug. Come on, hit us with it.
Got lots. My new special wallpaper is out now.
Yes.
For purchase.
It's
it will
fantastic,
be out for free.
Adam. I know I make fun of you a lot,
thank
but it
you,
is
Ben.
Very good.
Thank you. It's out for purchase now. It'll be out for free January 18th, but it helps if you buy it to offset the cost so I can later get some of those earnings. And I'm very proud of it, and people are being very nice about it. So if you haven't watched it, please watch it. I'm also at Comedy Works 1227, warming up the room for Ben the following night. And if you live in Austin, Texas, I will be there over New Year's at Cap City Comedy. I'm very excited. I'll be there 1230 and 1231. So Austin Grawlixers, come on out. Would love to see you there.
Hell yeah. There's no Grawlix in December. We are taking it out for the holidays, but we will be back in January, January 27th.
That show's already for sale. It's a killer lineup. It's Zach Reinert and Kiri Shabazz. Both those guys are fucking hilarious. Get tickets to that show.
Yeah, that's going to sell out January 27th, so pounce on those tickets.
Also, as we always say, please go... review, subscribe, follow this podcast, follow us on social media, give us a rating. Tell people, we love when you spread the word, and you can point them to all of the social media platforms where we're at Grolix Comedy, at Grolix Comedy. Send them over. Send them to us. We love hugging your friends and your families.
But more than that, we love your cash. And we get that on patreon.com/Grolix Saves. Join us on the Patreon. There's all sorts of benefits. Chief among them, if you join at the Ben level, you do get a birthday shout out.
Whoa.
And it is time to say happy birthday to our December babies. That means your parents fucked in March. There's some
spring babies.
Sloppy St. Patty's
Day. Spring breakers.
Some, oh, so, yeah,
spring breakers.
Spring breakers, St. Patty Day.
They went down to Corpus Crispy.
Yeah. Favorite donut.
I say it wrong every time.
My favorite donut is the Corpus Crispy.
Yeah, at Krispy Kreme, the Corpus Krispy Kreme.
I'm getting St. Patty's Day blackout drunk fuck. Your parents probably don't even know each other. You just grew up in a solo household. But regardless, glad your parents fucked and that you're here. What are we going to do? Ron suggested that we tell these people some trivia that they might not know about themselves.
Oh.
We hit them with some deep cuts.
Okay.
That they might not even know about themselves. So are you guys ready to play that game?
I'm ready. Kick it off.
I'd like to take this first one.
Sure.
And this is my, the reason why is this is a very close friend of mine, Courtney. Courtney, you know who you are. The knee, as I call you, a very close friend of mine. I would like to, something that people don't know about Courtney. Courtney was a signatory on the Oslo Accord.
Oh, good.
And that was, yes, a very, and someone that is staunch about Middle East peace, and we're, and somebody who's, was a diplomat, for a long time. Not many people know
very
that.
Very necessary. Thank you, Courtney. We need it now more than ever.
We appreciate you. Your work in 1993 helped make the Middle East a much safer place, and we're hoping we can see you get back to some of that work. So, anyway. That's Courtney. Adam, do you want to take the next one?
Sure. Next one.
This is an old friend of ours, Marion Ash.
Weird thing about Marion, afraid of stars. And so it's pretty hard for Marion. Not a nocturnal person at all. Honestly, dusk is a little.
Wait
iffy.
A second. So not like famous people, like the celestial,
like the cosmos.
Okay,
the blinking lights from above. Marion's terrified of them. I don't
Nights
know whether
are hard.
It's that they
Nights
might,
are-
that they might implode, that they might collapse and fall down to Earth. Marion can't really pinpoint the fear, but the fear is real. And so Marion is very much a day person, and
yes,
we need to do more noon shows for Marion, and that is kind of on us, and we're going to work on that in 2024.
Well, I hope so, Marion.
Wow. I mean, stars are kind of terrifying when you think about what they are. Pretty scary to be surrounded by that many
Andrew,
gigantic suns.
You're up right now.
I'm getting scared of stars just thinking about it.
Focus.
Okay,
right
sorry.
Now. You're up next.
Okay, I'm taking next. Ben Harris. Yes. Ben Harris, a bit of trivia a lot of people don't know about Ben Harris, related to the lost founding father, William Harris.
Hmm.
William Harris excluded from all of the founding fathers' activities, the signing of the Declaration of Independence, all that William Harris missed hungover at home. The lost founding father, William Harris.
wait, William Harris was hungover and missed the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
That's a tough
that
one.
Is tough.
Everyone knows that.
That's
tough.
A scar on the family.
They don't know that Ben's related.
Yeah. I'll take this next one because I know this, and I'm sorry, Thomas Bailey, if this is – I hate doing this because I don't want to see people coming to your doorstep for handouts, but Thomas Bailey, heir to the Bailey's Irish Cream fortune.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of money.
It is. It is flush with cash and syrupy liquor.
Especially this time of year. They pay all their bills just this time of year.
Bailey's is a Q4 company. I'll tell you that. Q4 saves them every year.
Thomas is, you want to, if you.
Summer, not a lot of Baileys, not a lot of money coming into Baileys.
No one wants to drink a cool Baileys in the midday heat of July.
You don't do summer shandy with Baileys. That's my doc drink, a summer shandy's with Baileys.
No,
dude.
But I mean, I'm telling you, if you people out there looking for handouts, hit Thomas up now. He's flush with cash. So congratulations. Happy birthday, Thomas.
I'll take the next one. A lot of people don't know this about Chris Brenner, and Chris Brenner doesn't even know this himself, but he and his friends very much disagreed with the outcome of the last election, and they decided they would storm the Capitol. However, Chris Brenner's friends aren't feeling Chris as much. They told him Jan 7. They deliberately ghosted him because they didn't want him to come.
He's the lone Jan 7 stormer?
He's a Jan 7 stormer.
Oh, that guy got tased
and
hard.
I'm so sorry you had to learn this on the pod, but your friends deliberately...
He didn't even get out of the parking lot, I heard.
Your friends deliberately ghosted you because they didn't want to storm the Capitol with you. And so I'm trying to tell you this straight up. Find a new group of friends. Ones that will not ghost you on your next insurrectionist plot.
Jan 7th Patriot.
Andrew, you up next?
Amazing. Okay. Sheldon Durstein. This is a gift. It's always cool when someone gives up their own birthday shout out and gives it to somebody else. That's an option you could do.
Sacrifice.
You give up your own.
I stand in the sacrifice of those people. I stand and I salute them.
Sheldon, this is a trivia bit not a lot of people know. World record holder for fresh strawberry eating. Has eaten more fresh strawberries in one sitting than anyone else. It's not as popular as the Nathan's hot dog competition, but
it's quainter. It's way quainter.
Gruesome. It's
not good because of that illness you can get where the seeds get caught in the lining of your colon, and that's knocks a lot of professional strawberry eaters out of the game. Sheldon's had to deal with that a bit. So
wow, I thought the stars thing was scary, and now I've got to Google whatever strawberries are doing to my colon. Well, Sheldon ate 75 pounds of strawberries in one sitting.
Yep.
And get that colon checked out, bud. It's probably perforated at this point.
I'll take this next one, Craig Smith. Not many people know this. Craig actually created the world's first monster truck.
Oh, my God.
It was an innovation of his. It was purely by accident. Just a guy who likes big tires on a nice truck.
So the truck is actually Smith's monster truck.
It is. Yeah. It was
like Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah, exactly. Started deep in the bogs of Lower Kentucky. And it just kind of took off from there. I don't think Craig saw it as being as big, and I don't think he gets the credit for it that he deserves. So we're going to do it right now. Craig, we salute you from all the Monster Truck fans around the country. Thank you for your service on January 7th as well, because he was also a fellow January. He was one of two.
Oh, my God. He's another gents. Okay, well, so then Craig and Chris should hang, dude. Craig and Chris, you guys should fucking hang. And become friends. We love when people become friends on the Patreon. That means the world to us. Even if they get into really bad stuff, we're just glad they found each other.
Yep. Adam,
I'll tell you about
you're on this
we're not
one.
Responsible for the consequences. Just the initial meeting.
Exactly. I'll tell you about
Jacqueline
Sunderland's the last one. Old Jacqueline Sunderland. Really weird fact. No belly button on Jacqueline. It's just strange. Now, there was one in the womb, of course, connected to the mom of food. Everything came through there. But it just grew in over the course of her life. And so the belly's just a bare surface, no belly button. And, you know, that's cool. No shame on the and from this team. It is what it is, you know?
Honestly, if I could flatten out my belly button and not have one and just have a clear, cool expanse of skin, I would.
I think it's a fucking cool look, and I think more people would if they could. Jacqueline, you are a trendsetter.
Happy birthday, December babies, and congratulations to all you March fuckers that made them. And thanks to everyone who supports us. Of course, get your own birthday shout out, patreon.com/ Grolix Saves.
Huge thanks, as we mentioned up top, to Geek Who Drinks, Ron Doyle, our very own producer Ron, who has helmed the ship through the stormy waters of Segway Bay for us for 100 episodes. Big thanks to Mike Henderson for your help recording at the live show. And as always, our theme music is by the Inquisitive Charlie Continental. That's with a Z. Ooh, you'll have to picture it.
Wow, wow, wow.
So, guys, we've come to that point in the episode where we need to tease next episode's challenge, and we have a pretty big announcement instead of a tease, don't we?
Yes.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
I thought I'd give producer Ron a free one.
We have decided, it's been 100 episodes, it's been a lot of fun. We've decided to sort of inject some new life into the podcast, and we think the best way that we can do that is by turning this into a weekly podcast.
Gulp, gulp. Yeah, Adam
is correct. Tell me what that was.
You said, Andrew, we've been talking about it. Turn your headphones up. Adam is correct. We have been doing this format now for 4 years and for 100 episodes. And a big goal of ours has always been to bring more content. What we love doing is talking and creating a podcast that focuses on trying to be better people and being more positive. We are going to try to make these episodes a bit more streamlined so that we can give you more content. We are not entirely sure yet what that format is going to look like. Totally.
We're working on it. We're brainstorming. But here's the thing. It's just we love doing this podcast. We love the way you guys are reacting to it. We love meeting our fans. Ben and I were just in Maine. We met a fan, Steph, who gave us this incredible handmade map of Rift City. It's wild to us the way that you guys are reacting to this podcast. And we want it to grow. We want it to be big. We want to come play theaters in your town. And we think a way to do that is to go weekly. So, yeah, it's going to be the same pod you love with us riffing and goofing and getting earnest and trying to put some positivity out into the world. But we're going to do a few tweaks to streamline this and make it weekly. And we hope you stick around with us through it. And we hope that you help us grow this thing.
So, yeah, thank you guys so much for 100 amazing episodes. Thank you for 4 years. It's been so fun. And stay tuned for this new version of the Grolic Saves the World. We're excited to bring it to you, and we have no doubt you're going to love it, and we're looking forward to it. In the meantime, for the last time this year, and at episode 100, play us out, Charlie!